بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Still in this chapter of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in various du'as which should be made in namaz, nafil namaz, and out of namaz as well. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَمَّا الرُّكُوءُ فَعَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبَّ. However, ruku' is such that in there the greatness of Allah should be expressed. Like we read, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and words of Allah's greatness, and that is the sunnah that should be recited. وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَى. However, in sajda, a person should make effort in making dua. That is, duas in sajda, which are narrated. فَقْلِمِنُنْ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابُ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. For it is very close and highly probable that that will be accepted, because a person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala as far as sajda is concerned. All these duas, there are various duas. Now, which ones must a person read? A person on his own will not be able to know. He'll need somebody to guide him. And in this, the fuqaha have taught us which are the du'as to be recited, and that is what we should follow. It is just like a person goes in a chemist and there are so many vitamin tablets. He will not know which ones to take, and he won't know to mix one with the other, which might be harmful to him. How should he take them, etc.? He will need somebody to guide him. And this is what is called taqleed. You need somebody in every aspect, even of dunya's life, and in deen-i life also. Yeah, which du'as to read, which not to read. The ordinary layman who does not even know Arabic, he won't know which du'as to read. He needs somebody to guide him. So we have the fuqaha. Then we have our ulama and mashayikh will tell us which du'as to read, which are the ones for us to read. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. Hazrat Abu Huraira رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ says that Nabiya Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدُ. The person is the most closest to Allah Ta'ala when he's in the state of sajda. At that time, he's the closest to Allah Ta'ala. فَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى. So increase your du'as then. Make du'as while you are in sajda. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانِ يَقُولُ فِي سُجُودِهِ. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, it was common that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite the following dua in his sajda. Allahumma aghfir li dhanbi kullah. Oh Allah, forgive all of my sins. Diqqahu wa jillahu, my small sins and my major sins. Yeah, also there is a great lesson that you start from the low and then you go to the high. When you want something, you first get your foot in the door, and then afterwards you go into the house and make greater demands. So first ask for your small sins to be forgiven, then you ask for your major sins also to be forgiven. Also, small sins are the ones that lead to major sins. Also, when a person is continuous on his small sins, then he falls into big sins. And when a person commits small sins and doesn't think of making tawbah and just takes it easily and casually, then he falls into big sins. Therefore, this sequence is kept, that first a person asks for forgiveness from small sins, then big sins. وَأَوَّلَهُ وَآخِرَهُ. And similarly, oh Allah, forgive my sins for before the first ones and my last ones. In other words, forgive all my sins. وَعَلَانِيَّتَهُ وَسِرَّهُ. And those that I committed publicly and those that I committed in secret, oh Allah, forgive all my sins. This turning towards Allah and not just recitation of the words, that has got great effect. When a person recites this and he recites it from his heart. وَعَنْ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, iftaqadtu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dhat laylatin, that I missed Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I lost him one night. And according to other narrations, this appears to be the 15th night of Shaban, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged more in the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. فَتَحَسَّسْتُ فَإِذَا هُوَ رَاكِعُ. And then when I was feeling around, where is Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There were no lights there, where that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not resting on his bed, on his resting place. Where is he? With my hands I moved around to find فَإِذَا هُوَ رَاكِعُ أو سَاجِدُ. Then I found that he was in ruku or he was in sajda. Yaqul, and he was busy making this dua to Allah. Subhana wa bihamdik, pure are you, O Allah. And not only that you are pure and clean and free from any faults and weaknesses, but all praise belongs to you. That is the completion of the praises. Not only you say a person hasn't got this fault, but also you say that he has got all the qualities of praise. La ilaha illa ant. There is nobody else besides you. This also is mentioned that when a person in his attahiyat, he lifts up his finger, that lifting of the finger is more harder of tawheed, that lifting of the finger of tawheed is more harder on shaitan than whatever weapons there can be. This the shaitan, what he cannot take is tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَوَقَعَتْ يَدِيَ عَلَى بَطْنِ قَدَمَيْهِ. And in one narration it is that when I was feeling around, where is Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my hands fell on the soft part of his feet, the bottom part. وَهُوَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. And he was in the masjid, whether it was the masjid technically or a place of sajda, his place that he had made where he makes his sajdas. وَهُمَا مَنْصُوبَتَانِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And both the legs were kept up, and that is the sunnat posture when in sajda. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making this dua. اللهم إني أعوذ برضاك من سخطك. Oh Allah, I seek your protection in your pleasure from your displeasure. So that was the first thing that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked from Allah ta'ala, and that is the af'al of Allah ta'ala, the actions of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's rida, his happiness, and you seek Allah's protection from his unhappiness. وَبِمُعَافَاتِكَ مِنْ عُقُوبَتِكَ. And your afiyat, your granting of well-being, of things going smooth and comfortably from your punishment. These are the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. So a person is progressed from the af'al, the actions of Allah, into the sifat, the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ. And I seek protection with you, from you. This is the zat of Allah Ta'ala. Now he has progressed even so much that is directly with Allah Ta'ala. Not only the actions of Allah, not only the sifat and the qualities of Allah, but Allah himself. That, oh Allah, I seek your protection with you, from you. With you, all your kindness, your mercy. From you, your anger, your wrath, your wrath, your displeasure, I seek your protection. La uhsi thanan alayk. I can never ever gather and encompass and envelope the praises upon you. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. You are as you have praised yourself. So great is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is the greatest, and nobody can encompass the praises of Allah ta'ala. وان سعد بن ابي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال حضرت سعد بن ابي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه says كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال. We were sitting by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his majlis. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَيَعْجِزُ عَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكْسِبَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةٍ. Is any one of you so weak that he cannot acquire 1,000 good deeds every day? فَسَأَلَهُ سَائِلٌ مِنْ جُلَسَائِهِ كَيْفَ يَكْسِبُ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةٍ. One person who was present in the majlis asked, how will a person acquire 1,000 good deeds every day? قَالَ يُسَبِّحُ مِئَةً تَسْبِيحَةٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person says 100 times Subhanallah, فَيُكْتَبُ لَهُ أَلْفُ حَسَنْ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةٍ, and then 1,000 rewards will be written for him. Because Allah Ta'ala multiplies by 10, so you will have, he read it 100 times, times 10 is 1,000 times. أَوْ يَحُطُ عَنْهُ أَلْفُ خَتِيئَةٍ, or 1,000 sins will be forgiven for him. So very easy to acquire the great rewards from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and we have been shown this various formulas, and it is not really for us to choose, but we should have somebody to choose, and therefore we have a sheikh who will prescribe our zikr for us. Which zikr will be appropriate for us, he will prescribe. Otherwise it is difficult for us, in fact impossible, that we choose which zikrs we must do.